This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A little linguistic exercise for you this morning. The Arabic word for traffic is zahme. And depending on where you speak Arabic in the world, there are different words for different ideas. And 20 years ago, you could say zahme meant traffic. Today, you could probably say fairly that the word zahme refers not just to any traffic, but the traffic in Cairo, Egypt, where there are at least 17 million people, and most of them vying for various places in the roads every single day. Barack Obama is going to be one of them come Thursday when he speaks in Cairo, Egypt, to the Muslim world. The question is, how does he get from place to place, and how will he, like everyone else in Cairo, deals with the zahma? Christian Fraser of the BBC knows precisely how bad things can get. He joins us from Cairo. Christian, good morning.
Good morning. You have me smiling. If he has to, tackle the zahma when he comes here to Cairo, he's going to be in real problems. But we don't get many clues as to what is happening with this presidential trip. But there is one clue, and that is that the playing fields behind the Cairo University are being carefully tended, which we believe means or points towards the fact that he's probably going to fly into the university, perhaps on a helicopter, Marine One maybe, and land just behind the Cairo University complex. That's certainly the word on the street here.
So give us a sense of what it is about Cairo traffic that would argue rationally against any kind of a motorcade at all.
Well, I had my first experience of Cairo traffic 6 months ago when I landed here. I came from Rome, which is pretty good training in anybody's book to come to Egypt, and it does not compare in any way. The problem is that there's no lane discipline in Egypt. That's the first problem. So a three-way carriageway in the morning will suddenly turn into six, and you suddenly get this feeling of somebody swerving on the inside. I think the rear-view mirrors in a car in Egypt are really used to see the carnage and the accidents that you've left behind you. It certainly isn't used to see who's coming up on your inside. If you did that, you'd probably terrify yourself to death.
Well, but of course, there are traffic lights, right?
Yeah, but we don't pay any attention to traffic lights here. There are so many policemen in the streets of Cairo that they really are supplanted as the traffic light. If they've got their hand up, then you might stop. But really, the traffic lights are just incidental.
Rule of law, if the hand is up, you might stop.
You might stop. It depends whether he stood in the middle of the road as well. I think there's a feeling in Cairo at the moment that something has to be done about it, because the traffic, particularly over the last few years, has got to the point where we have total gridlock in the morning. I come many different ways. It takes me, 45 minutes to come. What really, I guess, in New York would take about 10 or 15 minutes. It's that bad.
And people
and the
in
smog.
People in New York, agonize about traffic. Quickly before we go, do you know the mileage from the airport to downtown Cairo, and then give us the timing of what a typical trip is?
It's about a half-hour trip in a car from the airport. If you were coming at the time that he's coming in the morning, you'd probably get stuck there for an hour. So I am probably expecting that if he is going to make any journeys in car, as happens with Hosni Mubarak when he moves around, the entire city comes to a standstill. All the traffic is stopped where it is. The police close the roads, and the cavalcades come through on their own. The motorcades will get precedence over everybody else's commuter traffic.
Consider how overrated democracy is. It's great to have a dictatorship when you really want to make your way through traffic. Christian Fraser talking about zahma, traffic in Cairo. He's the BBC correspondent there. Thank you, Christian.